The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report, this day after Christmas, folks, 26 December 2019, hoping that you had a nice Christmas. I did. I went down memory lane, and I enjoyed the hell out of myself. There have been better times than these days, and that's why I think God gave us memories, so we can remember the better times. At any rate, talking about, looks like Prince Andrew has got himself in a little bind here. And as I said prior to the break, Britain's Prince Andrew and Jeffrey Epstein's alleged pimp Ghislaine Maxwell have joined forces as Stonewall investigators to prevent Epstein's victims from obtaining justice. That's the explosive claim by former Epstein colleague and friend Stephen Hoffenberg, who confirms that Epstein was indeed a top-level agent for the Israeli Mossad. Folks, I reported that over a month ago. As first confirmed in his best-selling book, Epstein, Dead Men Tell No Tales. Was this guy listening to my show? What? That's one of my favorite sayings. But of course, the murderers out there know that. And then they also know to hit the guy that hit the guy. Yeah, to stop all trails. Yeah, it's a it's a very risky business being a hitman, if you don't know. In a series of bombshell interviews following the release of the book, Hoffenberg confirmed that not only does he have firsthand knowledge of Epstein's work as an agent of the Mossad, as described in his book, but also his former cohorts, Prince Andrew and Maxwell, are still actively working to keep his explosive secrets secret. Hoffenberg famously worked as Epstein's business partner at the ill-fated Towers Financial Group in the 90s. In 1993, the business collapsed as a multi-billion-dollar Ponzi scheme was exposed. Hoffenberg pleaded guilty and went to prison in 1995, but Mr. Epstein got off scot-free. And according to Hoffenberg, it was his espionage connections that helped him skate. During his work with Epstein, Hoffenberg says he had front row seat to the espionage work that brought Epstein into close contact with foreign agents from Saudi Arabia, Israel, Russia, and more. And in his book, Hoffenberg revealed, unfortunately, the media doesn't understand 75% of the Epstein story. Thanks to that reporter, even ABC ran like scalded dogs from it. They don't want to understand it. They don't want to report on it. Hoffenberg went on to say, because it's a complicated story, Maxwell, the crown, and spying, of course, right now Prince Andrew is preventing the Southern District of New York from arresting Maxwell. Well, there's a little news flash for you. Why hasn't the press talked to him? I've asked the question, why hasn't the FBI talked to him? Because the FBI is just as damn corrupt as the people that they're supposedly out there to look at and arrest. That's why. Holy mackerel. And he goes on to say there is a problem because Alex Acosta in 2008, the reason Epstein didn't get any time and got a non-prosecution agreement was because of the intelligence agency's involvement with Epstein and the two Maxwells in Israel. I know that from a fact from Epstein himself. Matter of fact, I have been asked why by so many others about the spying. I would never comment on the spying. I didn't want to get ahead of this. But you now have created a platform, and your story is true. It is the truth. There's no question. What you write is true. I am an eyewitness. He admitted this to me. This was not a core problem because he shared with me thousands of conversations, everything about his life. I mean, I was like his brother. We were inseparable for a long time, so I knew every step of what you write. You see, the espionage connections were too hot, and that concerned me for risk. Up until your book, I'd been pressed on espionage, and I wouldn't give it up. I didn't confirm the espionage until your book came out. It's a very serious master plan to the whole Epstein mystery. That was the master plan by Mr. Epstein. He got Andrew pinned to the wall right now. He's got the crown stuck. Why the crown is taking that position? Maxwell has been described as a co-conspirator. And by the way, she's claimed it. There's no wrongdoing on her part. Well, of course. Why doesn't the crown in the UK seek justice? Well, that'd bust the bubble in the UK. There's 75% of Epstein's story that's not understood by the media and the public, but we've got to bring it out here. We've got to tell him. He was needed by the CIA or the FBI for intelligence because he was manipulating the American intelligence for the overseas organizations, MI6, the Israelis, and the Saudis. That's what he was doing. They were afraid of the exposure that he brought to the table for what he did with Prince Andrew, MI6, and Israel, and the Saudis. That's why Acosta said to the media, that's what he said to the media, or why he said it. This is an intelligence criminal case. This is not a standalone criminal case. And don't forget that he and I interacted from 87 through 96, or around that time frame, so we were inseparable. Now, folks, this is Hoffenberg. This is the guy that was right next to him. And the crown protecting O'Gishlane? Why would they be doing that? Why would the crown not just come out and say, well, look, this is just all ridiculous, and put an end to it? Now they're in the business of protecting their own. And their own criminals. I knew somebody had to be protecting this Gilshane thing. This was Epstein's right-hand person. You know, when that started to leak out a little bit, they found the video. They found the video of Epstein's jail. So, no, I guess they didn't. Nothing in the media about this, folks. If this was some school teacher or some police officer or something on child pornography, you'd never hear the end of it. But getting down to the people like Epstein that are in there manipulating our Congress and these asshats are too steeped in just, I don't even know what to call it anymore. That these Congress critters can't step in the light and then point the finger and say, aha. Uh-huh. How much stuff do they have on the aha people in Washington, D.C. that don't want to go aha because they can be blackmailed? And a number of different things, folks. It isn't just you knickers down around your knees having sex with little boys or girls. No. It's other criminal matters or things that may be criminal and they may be charged if it's brought to light. How many years has this federal government gone sideways? We're still out here hoping and praying and working and going, okay, what's next? Well, whatever's next, folks, it ain't good. Because the very globalists have their hands around our necks. You know it, and I know it. But yet, here we sit. They're not all big and powerful and big and bad, and no, they are not. They hide in secrecy. They do their business behind closed doors. There's no investigations of anything. There's no press in this country anymore to investigate anything. And it's the same old thing, only here's the problem. This corruption is getting deeper and uglier. And nobody in Washington, D.C. is talking about things that you and I are concerned about. Are they? Just one, I mean, forget kicking a can down the road. We're just going to subterfuge and by way of deception, y'all. How's that? We're not going to address anything. We're going to keep talking about nonsensical stuff until you get so totally bored that you shut down on everything. That's what I believe this game plan or this phase of the takeover of America is all about, to get you bored stupid. So you just want to throw up your hands and walk away and go, oh, man. No. We need our constitutional republic back. Those little rules written on those simple little rules. Thou shalt not. And as I've tried to tell people, the Constitution isn't written for you and me. This is a reminder sheet. This is the checkoff list for the asshats in government. Don't color outside these lines. If you do, there'll be what? Where's the punishment? Where's the getting thrown out of office? And now they're down to Donald Trump because they're doing the constitutional thing and they can't let this guy stay in office. What the hell did he do? I'm still trying to figure out through all of these months of their rhetoric, what the hell did he do? This Biden thing, folks, is not going away. It is not. Any more than you can wish that the Democrat Party would all of a sudden get Jesus and a good dose of the Constitution next week. After all, I heard Nancy Pelosi talking about the Constitution. Hell, she was talking about Washington and Jefferson. Maybe. Maybe there's epiphany in Washington, D.C. going, gosh, if we do this, we're all going to end up in jail. Let's all get constitutional. Yeah. While standing on the funeral pyre of America. Yeah, you're going to get constitutional now? Stick it in your ear. You can always tell what the important stories are, folks, when they hit the headlines and they're big and all of a sudden, poof, poof, they're gone. Now, there's something bizarre on the heels of this. Now, I've read this three different times, and I still can't make any sense of this. It was posted up on Blacklisted News, and I read this today, and I read it again, and I posted it, and then I had to read it a third time. Now, this is the fourth time. See if you can make any sense of this. There's a new filing in an Arkansas lawsuit against Hunter Biden, claiming that the former vice president's son is the subject of more than one criminal investigation involving fraud, money laundering, and counterfeiting scheme. Filed by private investigator Dominic Casey of DNA Investigations on behalf of London Alexis Roberts, with whom Hunter fathered a child, Monday's notice of fraud and counterfeiting and production of evidence alleges that Hunter Biden and associates Devin Archer and John Kerry, stepson of Christopher Hines, engaged in a money laundering scheme which accumulated over $156 million between March of 2014 and December of 2015. Man, that's some fast money grabbing there. $156 million in about 6 months? Phew! According to the document, Biden, Archer, and Hines became directors of consulting firm Rosemont Seneca Bohai LLC in order to conceal their family members' ownership, establishing financial accounts in Morgan Stanley, and China Bank, the latter of which was used in a money laundering scheme. Now, Biden and associates are accused of using the counterfeiting scheme to conceal the Morgan Stanley et al. Average account value. The filing also says that family members of defendant Robert Hunter Biden, Devin Archer, and Christopher Hines are business partners of Sehi, I guess this is Leschenko, and Mykolka Zaychevsky in the Ukraine. Well, go figure. And are currently under investigation for their part in a counterfeiting scheme. Wait a minute. We went from Hunter Biden and Joe and money exchanging, being held hostage, and now we're what? Now we're talking about a counterfeiting scheme? I smell something here, and it doesn't smell good to me. Of note, Leschenko is a former Ukrainian parliamentarian who made headlines in August 2016 for helping the leak of a so-called black ledger that resulted in the firing of then-Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort. The supposedly debunked Ukrainian meddling detailed in a November 2017 Politico article. Now, notably, following an outreach of the Ukrainian embassy by Democratic operative Alexandra Chulupa, Artem Sintek, Ukraine's director of the National Anti-Corruption Bureau of Ukraine, and Leschenko released the black ledger containing off-book payments to Manafort. In December of 2018, a Ukrainian court filed that Sintek and Leschenko acted illegally by releasing Manafort's name, a conviction which was later overturned on a technicality. Now, Zaychevsky, meanwhile, is the owner of Burisma. Now, this is going to get far and wide and weird. Now, what is that going to do for all of us? Quiet down the criminal activity. You know, even thieves, folks, when they get the sense that things are getting a little hot, they back off a little. Not these people. Mm-mm. They've got so much to cover and hide for, they're just going to double down. We're just going to double down with all the lies and the BS and the illegalities and all the law breaking. We don't care, because we know if we fail, people are going to go to jail. Or are they? Are they? I'm sorry, did I miss the FBI report on Jeffrey Epstein? Did they come out with a report? Not that I saw. The only thing they come out and said is, oh, well, we showed up to get the videos, and the video cameras are broke. Yeah. Yeah, let's see if the public will buy that. I'm not buying any of it. And I swear to God, the God of all the universe, before I'm dead, I'm going to see the FBI buried where they belong. This criminal group, operating with impunity, folks, as they're untouchable. Hell, we got these wonderful people going on, you know, okay, well, yeah, I was a communist back in the 70s, and no, I don't have any axe to grind here, and there was nothing political, there wasn't a personal dislike of Donald Trump. We were just doing our jobs. Were you really? Yeah, you were doing a job all right. Not that you or I, folks, might think of the FBI doing their job every once in a while they get somebody. No. For the deep state actors, they're there to protect and defend. I'm thoroughly amazed by all of this. This is why I've said before about the FBI. If you got any questions, do not come to my door. You ain't going to like it much. And I got kind of a neighborhood watch. I think we'll just run you out tarred and feathered on rails with your tail feathers burning. That's pretty much what it's going to come to. Your gig is up. Your time is done.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I'm sorry, folks. Just every once in a while. Just something just grabs my attention and makes me laugh. Ruth Bader, you know, the cancerous one in the Supreme Court, the one that just won't leave one way or the other. Ruth Bader Ginsburg implies impeachment trials should include only unbiased senators. The hell does that mean? What if you had an impeachment trial and nobody showed up to vote on it? That's at least what the Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is suggesting. And not in so many words, mind you, but the subtext is certainly there. So a bit of context before the remarks by the notorious RBG. I love that, notorious. Is that kind of a takeoff on the notorious B.I.G. or whatever the hell his name was? The fat rapper that got blown away, whatever. Yeah. Some of the six-pack liqueur group. So, a few days ago, basically noting the politicized nature of the debate, Senator Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said that he couldn't consider himself an impartial juror. He says, I'm not an impartial juror. This is a political process. There is not anything judicial about it. Impeachment is a political decision. Now, RBG, meanwhile, said that she thought there should only be impartial jurors during the impeachment hearings. The House indicts and the Senate tries. Should a tier be impartial? Of course. That's the job of an impartial judge, she said during an interview with BBC before Trump's impeachment. And just as an aside here, folks, now you do know who her husband is, right? This is one of the charter members of the NAMBLA people, the North American Man-Boy Love Association. Yeah. And I wonder if he had any trips on Jeffrey Epstein's plane. I wonder. However, the BBC's Razi Iqbal, I'm not making it up, I'm just reporting it, said that it was problematic. Some senators have already said they had made up their mind. Well, if a judge said that, a judge would be disqualified from sitting on the case. Well, thank you. Thank you for that, Ginsburg. Well, senators aren't judges, they're jurors, and if you want to use this labored metaphor beyond that, however, the same rule applies to jurors. So what does this mean? Mitch McConnell has disqualified himself? Only if almost every other senator disqualifies himself as well. Yeah, take a look at it. McConnell was right about this being a political process. So that being said, who in the upper chamber isn't political? I mean, we saw what happened in the House of Representatives. The Democrats may want to pretend this was a fair process in terms of impeachment, but the process says that's a lie. And those of you that sat through the Democratic debate, and I am for one here to tell you I did not, this past Thursday, may have noticed an untalented moneybags, Tom Steyer, who hopefully kept receipts from the amount of money he blew to make the debates, mentioned that he had been trying to impeach Donald Trump since pretty much day one as if it were a badge of honor. And you can imagine Nancy Pelosi going Colonel Tom Parker and shooting out her TV, presumably with an airsoft gun, given her position on gun control, when he said that. Because as we know, Democrats are very serious about impeachment. They're very somber. There's never been a more somber and serious moment in the House of Representatives than when the Democrat-controlled body impeached the president, which is why Pelosi had to do this. Yeah. She just had to do it. Oh, Lord. Folks, the most creative writers in Hollywood couldn't come up with stuff like this, could they? Wow. Y'all notice something this year? Mike, did you notice this? Remember the Salvation Army and they had their kettle and they're dressed up and they're ringing that damn bell that you can hear of any parking lot, of any store when you get out of your car? You always hear that bell. Have you seen any this year? I haven't either. What, have they been banned? Well, it could be that they're banned because they're the only real and honest group of people out there. And it's an international organization, folks. This is just not, you know, dump money into the pot around Christmas time in front of your Lowe's store. They're worldwide. And you know what? It's the only honest charitable organization that's out there. Maybe that's why they're not out there, because maybe the message came down from on high. Don't allow those people in front of your stores. Now, who would be saying that? It's the greedy people that aren't so honest. That's the only reason I can think of why they wouldn't want the little bell ringers out in front of the stores. Because they're actually, get this, funds directly to the causes and the organizations without the middleman. Say it isn't so.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We're back. Who do I got here? Chris in Las Vegas. Hello, Chris.
Well, good afternoon, John, and I'm certainly taken with your expose you're doing on this so-called Burisma affair and this impeachment charade carried out by the fully compromised and implicated Democrat Party. However, you left out one of the key players, and that's Nancy Pelosi's son, Paul Pelosi, if you will, who was also on the same plane with Hunter Biden, Joe Biden. I forget who else was on. Wasn't it Kerry's son-in-law also there that you mentioned earlier,
mm-hmm,
Christopher Hines?
Mm-hmm.
So what we have are a bunch of deep, straight, sycophant offspring learning how to apply the pressure with the head former union bull, of course that's Joe Biden, who is used to doing union extortion shakedown operations to get non-compliant contractors to sign on board by yielding his shillelagh of terrorism and threatened to withhold funds if they didn't comply and do exactly as he wanted. And, of course, he'd brag to the CFR he would. So there really is nobody making these false accusations against Trump that doesn't have skin, lots of skin in the game, and probably financial, substantial investments and interest in getting some of that chunks of money they were ripping off of Ukraine.
Never let political chaos go wasted, and they certainly haven't. You know, this whole thing, you know, according to mainstream media that, oh, the Ukraine, oh, Russia didn't want the Ukraine to separate, and they rolled troops and tanks into that country to restore order. It's all been a load of hutta. Since they got rid of the chocolate magnet over there, things have been really dicey. And what's starting to come forth here, my friend, is just more salient fact, like we're hearing now, of how deep does this rabbit hole really go? And I don't think we're quite done with it yet, do you?
Oh, absolutely not. That's the whole reason that they are not allowing Ghislaine Maxwell to be located, questioned, deposed, or anything else, because we have got so much crap. And when you've got a Mossad, MI6, CIA, DNI operative, Saudi operative, a multi-continent spy ring that's using Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine and who knows who else. I think the Clintons were in on it. I think there was a Rothschild, Madame de Rothschild, I believe, was deeply involved in this thing. And so you've got all these global deep state operatives, these elites who think they're better than the rest of us, who are up to their necks or eyeballs in this global sex trafficking, drug trafficking, murder for hire. It's a mass mafia operation.
And what you're describing here is really not the point of all this. It's the corrupted individuals that, as you stated, think that they're so much better than us that they can get away with just about anything. The real thing at the heart and the core of this is a bunch of corrupted, lawless individuals that think they can pretty much get away with anything and everything that they want. Well, I have a funny feeling here, Chris, that these days are coming to an end. I thank you for your call, and I hope you had a good Christmas, and I hope you have a happier New Year. I'm certainly looking for it, because this past year has beat the living stuffings out of me. Appreciate your call. Thanks, Chris. Started to talk about charities here. Well, beware of the big charities that do very little with your donations, and they're out there. Margaret Sanger, that little darling on the left, despite a record of promoting eugenics, wants to find organized charity as the symptom of a malignant social disease. Well, of course she'd say something like that. Most people tend to believe that they donate to a charity that they're giving something of value to people that have less in value or less valuable stuff, I guess, than us. One way of putting it. Most Americans who give to well-established charities out of the goodness of their heart, imagining that their money will go toward a worthy cause, have no idea how rarely it does. The United Way scandal of 1992, remember that one? Which exposed massive executive salaries and bonuses for the first time, doesn't appear to have impacted many of these charities and how they operate today. The biggest charities still routinely pay their CEOs an obscene hundreds of thousands in annual compensation, as well as huge chunks of public contributions toward advertising. Yeah, they advertise to donate money that they make sure it doesn't get to the people that need it. The worst one of these is former U2 frontman Bono and his One Foundation, which was revealed in 2010 to be giving a shockingly paltry 1.2% of contributions to actual causes. Thanks, Bono, you bonehead. You know, years ago, I even quit. If there's a song that comes on that's sung by this character, I turn it off. I turn it off. As of 2010, the CEO of American Red Cross was being paid over $1 million yearly. Charities with over $500 million in total expenses pay their CEOs an average of over $422,000 every year. As of 2013, 9 charities were reported to be paying their CEOs over $1 million annually. And these salaries don't include benefit plans or deferred compensation. Now, that's the fine letter stuff that you're never privy to, but they're certainly aware of it. Goodwill Industries is especially shameful in this regard. In 2014, just one of their CEOs, Frank McGree of Goodwill Omaha, pulled in $933,444 in compensation. Stephen Loughborough, CEO of Houston's Goodwill, topped him with over $1.3 million. Another of Goodwill's executives was paid more than $1 million as well, and 23 of their CEOs raked in more than $400,000 a year. That's a lot of money that could have been channeled into actually helping those in need. And by the way, you people over in Jolly Old, things are pretty much the same thing over there as well. And by the way, congratulations that you guys have the highest murder rate ever in United Kingdom. And that's after they disarmed you. Do you think that's an accident? Anyhow, back to the story. Just had to throw that in there. Forbes recently reported the so-called nonprofit hospitals and their CEOs are getting richer while the American people are getting health care poorer. Their research found that these hospitals add billions of dollars annually to their bottom line, lavishly compensating their CEOs, and spending millions of dollars which are generated by patient fees, lobbying government to defend the status quo. Last year, patients spent one out of every 7 U.S. healthcare dollars within these powerful networks, and many of the household names like Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. Some 13 of these healthcare nonprofit featured top compensation packages between $5 million and $21.6 million, while 61 of them paid their CEOs at least $1 million. Ascension Outfit paid their CEO an incredible $59.1 million, while the CEO of Kaiser made a paltry $29.8 million. All this was in addition to Forbes discovering that over $200 billion was going toward these nonprofits' bank accounts, assets and investments, much of it with conventional charities. Such huge accounts channeled toward salaries and investment leave less for research and improvement than patient care. Healthcare costs have soared in an astounding 20% of our gross national product. Statistics like these, as well as outrageous compensation earned by insurance and pharmaceutical executives, are a large part of the reason why. One well-known charity that does direct funds toward good causes is the Salvation Army. At last report, their CEO was being paid $13,000 a year. There must be something wrong with this guy. He must be mentally ill. We gotta kill this guy. Look what he's doing, killing our goose that's laid the golden egg. We got to get rid of him. Pull those bell-ringing people out in front of them. Get them out of there. We don't need the reminder. The Salvation Army is an international organization with a message based on the Bible and motivated by the love of God. Well, yeah, now I know they got to go. The group states that its mission is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and to meet human needs in his name without discrimination. Most Americans have seen volunteers standing outside stores, well, I didn't this year, with donation buckets, ringing bells. Much of their work, especially with the homeless, goes unrecognized. The Salvation Army's philosophy was best expressed by General Eva Burroughs, who said, "I had the privilege once in Calcutta to meet Mother Teresa at one of her feeding centers for the poor and outcast of that teeming city. When I asked her how she coped with all the fame and adulation she received, she replied, 'It means nothing to me. But one thing I have done, which I believe is important, I've helped people to talk to the poor and not just talk about the poor.' This is a simple but very significant statement, which indicates the poor are not just some conglomerate group which can be dismissed as an economically non-productive sector of society that we are unfortunately stuck with. They are fellow human beings, real people, individuals for whom we have concern and responsibility. Burroughs went on to say, "You may have seen the poor, but have you ever imagined how it must feel not to be able to provide food for your hungry children, not to have a shirt on your back?" Folks, the only thing I can say is choose your donation dollars wisely, and choose your charities carefully. Besides the Salvation Army, other good charities include the Make-A-Wish Foundation, St. Jude Hospital, and Catholic Relief Services. But right at the top of that list is the Salvation Army, the people I didn't even see this year. Wow. $13,000 a year. That's what the guy gets a year, the CEO of the Salvation Army. Wow. Wow. And I've said, you've heard me say this over the years, folks, haven't you? If you're going to donate to a charity, donate to Salvation Army. And these lavish packages they're paying these CEOs of Goodwill, that's right, every state is broken down and they each have their own chief executive officer for each individual state, and they're being paid, I don't even want to use the term handsomely, because that is a misnomer. They're being paid big bucks to run supposedly Goodwill, which is to take in donated items. They put them in these stores for resale to the public. Have you noticed the prices in Goodwill in the last couple of years? That's right. It's almost like a retail store now. You used to be able to go into Goodwill and pick up little bits of this and that and, you know, a few cents on a dollar. Not anymore. After all, Goodwill has got to pay those wonderful CEOs that are running this operation in every state, throwing millions of dollars at these CEOs. Wow. I have just enough time for the story, so let me get on with this. From John Whitehood, he's talking about the Patriot Act. While Americans have been fixated on the carefully orchestrated impeachment drama that continues to monopolize headlines, have you noticed not around here? I bring it up and talk about it from time to time. But I'm not fixated on it because I have a tendency when they're fixated on something, I'm looking 30 degrees at the horizon and I've got my head on a swivel. What the hell's coming at us now? Once again, to no one's surprise, the bureaucrats on both sides of the aisle, Democrats and Republicans alike, prioritize political grandstanding over their oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution. As journalist Norman Solomon writes for Salon, the cave-in was another bow to normalizing the U.S. government's mass surveillance powers. That's right. There is the key to all the normalizing of U.S. government's mass surveillance powers. In the 18 years since the USA, has it been 18 freaking years? I heard the other day John Lennon's been dead for 39. I went, what? Huh? It's 18 years since the USA Patriot Act, a massive 342-page list of expanded powers for the FBI and the CIA, was rammed through Congress in the wake of the so-called 9/11 terror attacks. It has snowballed into the eradication of every vital safeguard against government overreach, corruption, and abuse. The Patriot Act drove a stake through the heart of the Bill of Rights, violating at least 6 of the 10 original amendments, the 1st, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th Amendments, and possibly the 13th and 14th Amendment as well. And we know where the 13th and 14th came from, and that's the Reconstruction of America. We already had a 13th Amendment. The original said, no lawyers in office. Thank you, but no thank you. What do we got with Washington, D.C. ran by? Lawyers. And look at the carefully coiffured and script-reading asshats you see as TV news deliverers. Most of them don't have degrees in journalism. They have degrees in law. I wonder why. Oh. The Patriot Act also redefined terrorism so broadly that many non-terrorist political activities, such as protest marches, demonstrations, and civil disobedience, are now considered potential terrorist acts, thereby rendering anyone desiring to engage in protected First Amendment expressive activities, well, they're suspects of the surveillance state now. The Patriot Act justified broader domestic surveillance, the logic being that the government agents knew more about each American, they could distinguish the terrorists from law-abiding citizens. No doubt a reflexive impulse shared by small-town police and federal agents alike. According to the Washington Post reporter Robert O'Hara Jr., this was a fantasy that had been brewing in the law enforcement world for a long time, and 9/11 provided the government with a perfect excuse for conducting far-reaching surveillance and collecting mountains of information on even the most law-abiding of people. Federal agents and police officers are now authorized to conduct covert black bag sneak and peek searches of homes and offices while you're away and confiscate your personal property without first notifying you of their intent or even their presence. And I've always put that to you folks as, yeah, we're in the FBI, we came through, we rifled through your private stuff, your wife's underwear drawer, and we don't even have to leave a card behind. What? That's right. I'm saying that law enforcement, I don't give a damn if they're federal or not, now have the power to walk into your house, look at everything, and they don't need any paperwork. They don't even need you there. As a matter of fact, you being there would be an impediment to their quote-unquote investigatory powers. Yeah, it's called breaking a damn law. That's what it's called. It's called an invasion of privacy. Get your eyeballs and your hands off my itty-bitty because it doesn't belong to you and there's no way in law that you should be allowed to do such things. But yet, folks, in America, it's happening every single day. Every day! The law also granted the FBI the right to come to your place of employment, demand your personal records, and question your supervisors and fellow employees, all without even notifying you. And this is a trick they use if they just want to do a little get back, a little vengeance. That's what they'll do to you. Which does what? Which leaves the employer and the friends and all everybody else that the FBI talks to that somehow you're involved in some kind of criminality. That's why the FBI is here, right? The FBI doesn't show up for honest people. There's got to be something wrong with you, boy. You must have done broke some federal law someplace, and you know what? I don't think I want you working here no more. You see how it works? It allowed the government access to your medical records, your school records, and practically every personal record about you. It allowed the government to secretly demand to see records of books or magazines you've checked out in public library and internet sites you've visited. At least 545 libraries received such demands in the first year following the passage of the Patriot Act. And guess what, folks? The FBI was already doing it. They were already in there pulling the 3x5 file cards on who took this book out. They were doing it long before they gave themselves permission to do it. Which, in my estimation, is lawbreaking, but not to the FBI. It's just a matter of convenience, that's all. In the name of fighting terrorism, government officials are now permitted to monitor religious and political institutions with no suspicion of criminal wrongdoing at all. Prosecute librarians or keepers of any records if they tell anyone that the government has subpoenaed information related to a terror investigation. They monitor the conversations between attorneys and clients, search and seize Americans' papers in effect without showing probable cause, and jail Americans indefinitely without a trial, among other things. The federal government also made liberal use of its new powers, especially through the use and abuse of the nefarious national security letters, which allow the FBI to demand personal customer records from internet service providers, financial institutions, and credit companies. At the mere say-so of a government agent in charge of a local FBI office and without prior court approval. In fact, since 9/11, we've been spied on by surveillance cameras, eavesdropped by the government by the government agencies, had our belongings searched, our phones tapped, our mail open, our email monitored, our opinions questioned, our purchases scrutinized. And by the way, under the USA Patriot Act, banks are required to analyze your transactions for any patterns that raise suspicion and to see if you are connected to any objectionable people and our activities watched. By the way, you can't pay any bill in a bank in cash without ID. You know, that money laundering thing? Yeah, it sounded pretty legit at the time. Well, we want to track and trace people who are dealing in large sums of cash. So it's going to be $10,000. And then it dropped down to $1,500. Now it's down to zero. Walk in there and pay a bill in a Chase bank anywhere in this country. They'll ask you for their ID. Why? To keep the records updated. Not because you're in there to make a car payment and it's somehow that you're some kind of international drug dealer. Ugh. We're also being subjected to invasive pat-downs and the whole-body scans of our persons and seizures of our electronic devices in our nation's airports. We can't even purchase certain cold medicines at the pharmacy anymore without it being reported to the government and our names being placed on a watch list. Largely due to the contentious noise from television news talking heads, most Americans have been lulled into thinking that the pressuring issues are voting in the next election, but the real issue is simply this. The freedoms and the Bill of Rights are being eviscerated. We can pretend that the Constitution was written to hold the government accountable is still our governing document. However, the reality we must come to terms with is that the America we live in today, the government does whatever it wants, freedom be damned. Once what was considered an inalienable, fundamental rights are now mere privileges to be taken away on a government bureaucrat's say-so. And to those who have been paying attention, this should come to you as no real surprise. As I make clear in my book, Battlefield America, The War for the American People, the Constitution has been on life support for some time now, and it's drawing its final breaths. The American government, never a staunch advocate of civil liberties, and that's the convoluted, concocted post 1871 Reconstruction crap. Let me take a breath here. They have been writing its own orders for some time now. Indeed, as the McCarthy era and the wiretapping of Martin Luther King Jr. and others illustrate, the government's amassing of power, especially in relation to its ability to spy on Americans, predate the passage of the Patriot Act in 2001, folks. 18 years plus and counting. As long as the government agencies are allowed to make a mockery of the very laws intended to limit their reach, curtail their activities, and guard against the very abuses to which they're being subjected on a daily basis, our individual freedoms will continue to be eviscerated so that the government powers can be expanded. The Constitution, my friends, be damned. We'll be back here tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report, and I thought I was going to be nice and wistful today. Well, it kind of started out that way, and then I got around to the real world. Folks, support this network. Please, for God's sakes, do the right thing. Make a donation today, please.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.